Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 7 to the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day on Jim Blasingame. Having a great visit with Bill Brandt. Bill is one of our great members of our Brain Trust, going back now almost 18 years. He's been hanging out with us. President and CEO of Development Specialists, Inc., DSI.biz, is the website. I encourage you to check it out and see some of the things that he's written and that they do there. Bill's also a very smart political mind and well-connected politically in the entire process. He knows the political class folks really well, just short of being a member of the political class, although sometimes I worry about him a little bit. Bill, thanks again for being here. We talked about Obama, we talked about Clinton, now let's talk about Trump. What do you think is going to be, do you think President-elect Trump's going to have a good first year?
Man, I think it's going to be a busy first year. I think that we'll all have to judge at the end of the year whether it's good or not. But I think, you know, he'll take office with the best intentions, they all do. And I think, you know, given his political persuasion, he'll try and find some room in there to accomplish things across the aisle if we can. He's a good friend of the senior senator from New York, Chuck Schumer.
Yep.
And I have told a lot of people, I expect the two of them to work together.
You think it could be a Reagan-O'Neill type thing?
I think part of it that is true, but I also think that Trump will face what every president faces the day after he gets sworn in, and that is the desire to be reelected for a second term.
Well, the reason I think you're right about Schumer, if not Schumer, at least that political proclivity, is because Donald Trump is not a Republican any more than I still don't think Obama was as much of a Democrat as he was an Obama ideologue. I think Trump is more of a Trump ideologue than he is, and he's not really an ideologue, he's more transactional. But my point is, I think people are going to be surprised at how not conservative he's going to be in this next 4 years. What do you think?
Well, I don't think he's going to be as conservative as a lot of folks
would like.
Well, the conservatives would like. I think it's going to come as a great relief to a lot of non-conservatives that there's a fair amount of pragmatism there. But I think also, you know, this is a man who has spent his life building monuments to himself. And if you think about it, the epitome of a monument to yourself is a successful presidency. And so he's going to want to leave a lasting mark on the Republic, and he's going to want to be reelected. I mean, you know, when he goes to the next election, everybody's going to be saying that he only won this time because Hillary Clinton was a terrible candidate.
Right.
If you know his ego, he wants to win and have nobody question why he won. And so
that's
he's
true.
Already geared up for the next time around. And to do that, I think, he reaches across the aisle to his good and longtime friend, Chuck Schumer, and they find a way to work together.
So do you think the three of them, he and Schumer and O'Connell, will become a triumvirate?
No, I think that McConnell
and Ryan? McConnell.
Ryan will become important. I think McConnell will fade into some level of irrelevancy.
Really?
I do.
Huh. That kind of makes sense when you think about what I said about the way President Trump's gonna behave. I get a kick out of these GOP elitists, Bill, who say Republican and they mean conservative.
Right. It's not the conservative party. It's
this isn't going to happen. The conservative party is going to they're going to get some red meat with President Trump, but he's not going to be their soulmate.
Well, he, from time to time he will be. You know, I mean, he's a smart enough guy.
I said they're going to get some red meat, but he's not going to be their abiding soulmate.
No, I think if you think about it, everybody agrees, whether on either side of the political spectrum, that the infrastructure of the country needs some work. And the fact of the matter is, to do that, you're going to have to borrow money in the capital markets and from the Treasury and go on a basically a jobs creating bill. That is something that McConnell and Ryan heretofore wouldn't have countenanced.
I agree with that, and I agreed with it when Obama said it, except what I didn't agree with was Obama trying to act like it was going to create jobs, which it didn't, and I could have, and I told him that before it happened.
Well, that remains to be seen. Obviously,
this isn't going to be a job. Creating the infrastructure, those are, we need to separate this. Don't act like creating, anyway, it's just not, men don't use shovels to build bridges anymore.
No, but if you've been to a construction site at LaGuardia, you will notice that there are men and women involved.
There will be some jobs created.
There will be some jobs.
It won't save the economy.
No, it was never meant to save the economy, yeah. but it's meant to make sure that productive or productivity bottlenecks in the economy.
Last right. thoughts. What do you think is going to be the biggest thing? I say that his biggest challenge domestically is going to be sanctuary cities this year. What do you think?
I think you and I would differ. I think that is so far down the list to be irrelevant.
All right. What do you think is going to be his big domestic issue?
I think the economy, as it always is.
What do you think is going to be his big foreign policy challenge?
China.
Not Iran.
No,
not North Korea, but China.
Well, I mean, listen, Iran and North Korea will always pick at the scabs.
Do you think he'll work closely with Putin?
No, I think he'll find a way to keep him at arm's length like most American presidents would.
You heard what he said, folks. Bill Brandt, we'll hold him to task on those coming up in the future. Hey, Bill, good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim. Happy New Year to you and the listeners.
You too.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.